January 27th, 2024. Get to Christ. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, My daughter just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live. And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, If I only touch his garment, I will be made well. Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, Go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl rose. And the report of this went through all that district. Matthew 9:18-26. Now it says, while he was saying these things. And this means that the passage before that we read yesterday is connected with this passage today. So while he's making the point that something better has come, and that the bridegroom is in their presence, and that was yesterday, you can go listen to it, we see this account take place. The proof that the better had come was so clear. So take courage, everyone who's listening to me right now, because I'm trying to show you one thing today. Christ is all we and you personally need. So here's a few things to notice. Number one, the ruler and a suffering woman. Notice the variety of people we see our bridegroom attend to. He has no partiality. He's a savior who can deliver any man or woman. Do we see something so obvious? Is this a little thing that he shows no partiality? Definitely not. This is encouraging for you and me. And as you read the scripture, I encourage you to note the things that are taken for granted. Even if they're small like this, notice them. Everyone seems to be searching for the great and hidden things. Don't do that. Don't do that all the time. God has made it plain in most areas. Now there are hard things, and there are many things to see in his word, but not at the expense of missing the obvious, because the obvious will encourage you. The obvious are deep things also. And how can we expect the great if we overlook the little? Let's see the Lord not have partiality for the great or the ruler and overlook the little, like the woman straggling behind him. And let's apply this to our reading. Now, it's not just the text, you know, it's not the point of the text, but it's a lesson that can be held with great respect. Because it's not just the text that are high and lifted up that we should pay attention to, but the ones that are plain that have an effect on our faith also. So number one, the ruler and a suffering woman. He has no partiality. Number two, get to Christ. This is probably the most important thing I'm going to tell you. We also must see that the suffering woman's faith made her reach for Christ without a word. She had one focus, get to Christ. Get to life himself. She didn't make a scene or yell across the crowd. She simply and humbly moved her way toward the one she was confident could help her. If we only learn that lesson, we will also have eternal life. And I encourage you to learn this lesson. Get to Christ. We learn something about faith too. It's a confidence that Christ can do what we need him to do. We must see that We have a willing bridegroom. We read that yesterday. We saw that yesterday. Jesus is a man full of mercy. He's really all we need. Let us learn what we hear in John 11:25 through 26. It says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Jesus is asking you this. Do you believe this? The healing of this woman and the ruler's daughter only points to the life that flows from our Savior. Do you believe in this life? Like this woman, like this ruler. Healing isn't the end point here on earth. The healing of your body, it's not the end point. But to have life in Christ and to rely on Him for our eternity, we have to see past the temporal and see that this life isn't all we have. Get Christ. Who's ever listening, get Christ. That's the answer to every disease, death, pain, sickness, poverty, anything you have in your life. This is the answer. It promises you a future, not to just die and be separated from God forever. And it's not the answer that is like that of the prosperity gurus on TV. It's the answer that makes this life hope-filled and longing for what comes after. It's the answer that laughs at the thought of death because it has conquered death. It's the answer that will cause a man to lose his life and even hate his life because he has a better one with Christ. So again, get to Christ. If you haven't, get to Christ. And thirdly, the Christ who raises the dead. Another very important freeing lesson. The lesson is plain here. We see it in the ruler's daughter. Though obvious, don't overlook it. Our bridegroom raises the dead. That means he will raise us. He's powerful. Though the crowds laugh at him, and indeed, though they laugh at us, the truth remains. Men and women who are in Christ are only asleep if they die. Read 2 Thessalonians and hear Paul speak of those who died as only asleep. They're just asleep. Death isn't on their radar. Death is conquered. The bridegroom died on the cross and rose again because he's life. What can hold him? Think about it. He takes the hand of the ruler's daughter and she lives. Do you see it? Are you excited about it? Or is it just a long ago text that has no bearing on her life? So that's the last point. The Christ who raises the dead. The points are clear, and here they are again. Number one, he's here for the ruler and the suffering woman. No partiality, but an abundance of mercy. Number two, get to Christ. That was her goal, and that is your goal today. Read your Bible. Put away everything else and read your Bible. Get alone with God. Get to God. It's the only way you're going to have a successful life. Number three, the Christ who raises the dead, he is life. He is existence, and those who are his are like the ruler's daughter, raised again to life, only asleep, but never dead. And with this, have a happy Saturday.